One of the Rosie on the House crew's favorite guests is Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Earlier this year, she dropped by to talk about one of Arizona's main crops, cotton. It's our favorite moments from 2016 at Rosie on the House.
And boy, do we have some high cotton around Arizona right now. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. You can also watch us live today. Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau is joining us today. Of the five C's in Arizona, if you are new to the state, climate, cattle, cotton, copper, citrus. And we're talking, and so three of those fall into the Farm Bureau's umbrella. Cattle, citrus, and cotton. Today we're talking cotton because?
Because we're about ready to harvest. In fact, just earlier this week I was up in Safford. I was talking to the cotton farmers, and they're all prepping, getting their cotton pickers ready. They're ready to get the cotton just exactly the way they want it so they can harvest. It is the time, and it's my favorite time of the year. Just because I'm a cotton kid and grew up on a cotton farm.
Those combines are impressive. We had the opportunity to go on a field trip at one time when they were harvesting cotton.
Yes.
And just to see the combine go through, and then you've got all those hard seeds inside the cotton, and then they run it through this mill, and it completely separates it all, and you've got all this huge shoot of seeds going this one direction, all this fresh, clean cotton going in the other, and it's getting spun. It is an impressive operation.
It is, and it's cotton pickers that do the job that they came on board in the mid-1950s so that we could mechanize it and whip through there and really pick our cotton well.
Arizona's agricultural industry is over $17 billion.
Correct.
How much of that is cotton?
Right now, we're and this ranges because of commodity prices, but the industry itself is probably contributing annually about $500 million to the state. $500 million. And I also like to highlight that cotton and some of the other major crops really built Arizona. The Arizona that you and I enjoy today is because of cotton, alfalfa, and some of the other major crops that are still significant. So even though our acreage has gone down compared to like in the 1980s, it's still a $500 million industry, so we have to appreciate it. And again, I'm wearing cotton, if you can see me live. And everybody that's watching me, thanks for the little hearts and the likes that are coming up.
Nice.
This is too fun. I'm excited.
You're going to give Jennifer something to start testing with next week.
Yes. Yes.
Facebook Live.
And again, I am wearing cotton.
And how much cotton can an acre grow?
So you're going to stump me on that one, but per acre... Well, you have the sheet. I gave you the statistics. What's the number?
Well, you gave me the statistics, so I thought you had a memory. I don't even know these.
Come on, Romy.
1,366 pounds.
There you go.
I mean, to get down to the 6'6", that's a very exact number. I mean, they weren't just like, it's probably about 1,300. No, they weighed it. 1,366 pounds of upland cotton per acre. Now, what is upland cotton?
Upland
is there downland cotton? Is there middleland cotton?
Yeah, there's middle cotton. That's the short staple. We also grow Pima cotton, which is the long staple. So it's just a variety of cotton, and it's typically, and the upland cotton is the short staple. And cotton farmers, if you're watching, make sure that I'm getting everything correct and let me know. Oh, goody, some people are commenting.
According to this other article you'd sent me, and we'll get to it later, the average blue jean is about 2.5 pounds.
Right.
So you take out maybe some metal zippers and studs and stuff. We'll just keep it at about 2.5 because it was 2 to 3 pounds. So an acre of cotton can produce 546 pairs of jeans.
Right.
That's a pretty good number.
It is. And Arizona growers can produce enough cotton to supply every American, man, woman, and child, with a pair of jeans. That's how much cotton we grow, even with the smaller acres.
And the way the statistic read, it says it grows enough cotton each year to make more than one pair of jeans for every man, woman, and child in the United States.
Correct.
What does the more consist of? Do I get like a third pocket?
Yes.
Or like a little bit longer leg?
Yes.
a half a jean?
And for those that are vertically challenged, you know, the sizes are perfect there.
But every person in America, that is mind-blowing.
It is.
That it all comes out of we have enough in Arizona to do that.
Right. So if California didn't do the wonderful job they're doing growing cotton, if Texas didn't do the wonderful job they're doing growing cotton, and all of the other Cotton Belt states, there's about 19 of them, Arizona could still supply, like I said, a pair of pants for every American today. So that's why this industry is so important and why it really contributes to America's economy.
We'd all have to find out what to do about shirts if that was the case.
Yes.
But at least we'd have pants.
We'd have pants.
The start going.
Right, right. So it's just a fun statistic to share with people.
How long does a pair of jeans last?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have my original pair of 501 jeans because it took me forever to be able, because I was so skinny when I was a little girl. It took me forever. So I kept them as a memento to the occasion when I finally could wear a pair of blue jeans. And they still, I can't put them on anymore, but they still are wearable.
And that's something.
And you know how old I am.
A local business had kind of caught on to. Jeans are a cotton-based product.
Right.
They last a long time. But presentable in the public, maybe not more than 4 or 5 years, depending on.
It's longer than that, because I've got some jeans that I've had at least for a couple decades that I can still put on kind of tight. Kind of have to squeeze them on, but.
Well, instead of throwing those away, you can actually turn them into insulation. And there's a company in Chandler that does that. And
yes.
they'll take your old jeans, and it's 80% blue jeans, and they mix it with a 20% combination of like a sock cotton. So I'm not sure the difference between the denim and the sock, but they need the sock content for the bonding agent in between. And they produce insulation that you would put in your walls. And instead of using fiberglass, how many times have you got, you never not itch when you're done with fiberglass.
Right.
It's impossible. It doesn't matter how well you wrap up and protect. There's always some little area that fiberglass finds its way and itch. Well, you can do it with blue jeans now and not worry about itching.
And it's a high-quality insulation, bonded logic, right off of Arizona Avenue, kind of the North Chandler area. They're amazing. And if you ever do Rosie on the House, the Romero family team should go on the tour there because it's amazing what they're doing. And this is recycled jeans. So, granted, you're right. Eventually, they do wear out or we grow out of them. And there's a place to send our old blue jeans. And this is one of those recycle companies.
So instead of ending up in a landfill,
it
may ultimately be delayed. They're touting a 30-year lifespan on the insulation, which is about as long as any other cellulose blown in that you would have. It compacts and breaks down over time. So I don't know if in 30 years they'll have a recycle plus two where they take the old stuff and they mix it with 20% new recycled and they get another 30 years. But it's keeping it out of the landfills. It's a insulation, but it's also... they claim, and this is done through third-party testing, so I've got no reason to doubt it, but it's a better sound barrier than your regular fiberglass insulation. So you could even use it in between rooms if you were trying to isolate the baby's room from the next baby's room, one that might be a younger toddler, from someone crying, waking up the nose.
Exactly. Well, and the other neat thing about it, too, so we know that our high-quality Arizona cotton makes a great pair of blue jeans. Well, now we can literally be surrounded with it thanks to cotton, 100% cotton insulation, recycled from old blue jeans.
I don't know
awesome.
That you can get any more local or organic
than that. Cotton is an organic plant because it's a live organism. You're organic. I'm organic. So that's the other thing we can celebrate. Agriculture is organic because it's dealing with a living thing.
Get cotton education, one of Arizona's five C's, a $500 annual industry for Arizona. The average acre produces over 1,300 pounds of cotton. That's wonderful. It's fillyourplate.org for consumer end products, where you can go find other products that's grown right here in Arizona.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.
Hi, this is Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance. We've been providing insurance to Rosie and Jennifer for over 37 years, and Rosie wanted me to share three tips on insurance that will give you peace of mind when it's time to take a claim. Number one, secure the claim site and stop further damage. Turn off the water that's creating the leak, tarp over open roofs, and take those steps to keep personal items safe and sound. Number two, take lots of pictures or video. With access to camera phones, don't be shy. This will help you, your contractor, and the insurance company get things back to normal as soon as possible. Number three, get multiple estimates before you file a claim. Make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. If the repair costs less than your home deductible, there may be no need to file a claim. Just have your Rosie certified contractor get the job done. If your estimates are more than the deductible, work with your agent and your carrier to expedite your repairs. If you have more questions, visit us at focusinsurance.com. That's P-H-O-C-U-S insurance.com.